Good afternoon from the University of Southern California, and welcome to the Annenberg Radio News Update on this November 9th. I'm Joshua Chang. Lead and bromine have been found in some children's toys sold at 99-cent stores. Reporter Jasmine Kianfard has more.
Public health organizations, environmental justice groups, and families from across the nation delivered a petition to eliminate toxic chemicals from products to 99 Cent headquarters in Los Angeles today. Helga Garza traveled from Albuquerque, New Mexico to help deliver the petition after finding out that products her grandchildren were using were contaminated with toxic chemicals.
The fact that they know that they're selling toxic chemicals in our communities, and we want a policy change.
Toxic products are being sold at the four largest dollar store chains: Dollar General, Dollar Tree, Family Dollar, and 99 Cent only. 81% of products tested contained at least one hazardous chemical above levels of concern, according to Campaign for Healthier Solutions. Mark Lopez with East Yard Communities for Environmental Justice expressed his concern over the findings.
There's poison in our air, there's poison in our water, there's poison in our soil. We don't need poison in our products.
The petition signed by 150,000 people was accepted by 99 Cent Only Marketing Director Erin Estelle, who said that she would talk to corporate in hopes of establishing a meeting. Jasmine Camfran, Annenberg Radio News.
Los Angeles City Council will re-vote on a transit plan tomorrow. Reporter Paulina Cachero has the story.
The LA City Council this summer approved a plan called Mobility 2035, which would add hundreds of miles of bus and bike-only lanes. But opposition groups like Fix the City say the city made changes to the plan without the proper approval process. They sued. Now, the City Council plans to vote on whether to rescind the mobility plan and approve another one with some small tweaks. Laura Lake of Fix the City argues that the current version of the mobility plan is actually an anti-mobility plan.
It's an immobility plan designed to slow traffic to the point where congestion increases, pollution increases, and first responders have a harder time getting to accidents, and there's more cut-through traffic through neighborhoods.
Lake says the current mobility plan isn't well thought out and needs to be studied more to determine its impact on the city. The City Council says Mobility 2035 will meet the growing demand for more transportation options and help make city streets safer for pedestrians and cyclists. Paulina Cachero, Annenberg Radio News.
See ya, Shamu. SeaWorld has announced that its killer whale shows will be ending next year. Reporter Emma Delaporte has the story.
SeaWorld will replace their famous orca shows with a new experience designed to take place in a more natural environment. The company has faced public criticism over the past few years after the 2013 documentary Blackfish shed light on the mistreatment of whales in captivity. Ticket sales have declined despite SeaWorld efforts to rebrand themselves and offer discounted tickets. The California Coastal Commission has recently banned SeaWorld from breeding any more whales, which SeaWorld is contesting in court. The company claims that their whale exhibits are important for raising awareness about conservation. Emma Delaporte, Annenberg Radio News.
The University of Missouri president resigned this morning amid student protests over the administration's handling of racism on campus. Their issue seems to ring a few bells on USC's campus. Producer Megan Coyle has more.
The escalating racial tension at the University of Missouri sounds oddly familiar to USC students. Mizzou students have highlighted several high-profile incidents, including the use of racial slurs and a Facebook post about it that went viral. USC student body president Rini Sampath experienced a similar incident in September. One of the new initiatives to ease the racial tensions at the University of Missouri is diversity training for new students. There is also a proposal to require all students to take a diversity course. USC already has a diversity requirement, so here's what they have to say about how those courses affect tolerance on campus.
We become educated on certain issues that have occurred and occur on campus. So I think it's actually a really good idea to have diversity classes.
I think that it helps with promoting diversity and getting them to actually socialize with people who don't look like them.
The University of Missouri will test a pilot program of the diversity courses starting next September. Megan Coyle, Annenberg Radio News.
That's it for this hour. For all of us at Annenberg Radio News, I'm Joshua Chang.